So let's explore unconditionalness. Because most of your life has been filled with conditions. If you do this, then that will happen. That's a condition. If that doesn't happen, then I won't do this. That's a condition. In other words, I'll eat if you cook. Or if the Republicans get in office, then jobs will be good. Or when the Democrats get in office, the people will be taken care of. We've been programmed to live with conditions. If you do this, then I'll know you appreciate me, then I'll be happy. Get the step-by-step there. When you build the average coaching client that we work with tends to have at least one or two areas that they aren't aware of, where they've got conditions stacked on conditions stacked on conditions. And it's not all that hard to dissolve those. But it's almost impossible for most people, whoever creates that, almost has an impossible time noticing it. Because if you noticed it, well, if you look at me and smile for 6.7 seconds and then give me a wink, then I'll have an internal voice that says she likes me, and then I can be happy, and then I can breathe and relax. That sounds ridiculous. But that's how most of the people most of the time are living. You can watch this all around you. And what happens, people become chronically depressed, people become chronically anxious, people become chronically nuts, out of touch with the present. Present meaning the present moment, present meaning the gift of life. Present has two meanings, at least two, right? I want you to be in touch with the present. Think about this. Your sensory data is giving you history. Sound travels 1,100 feet per second. I don't know how many meters that is, but I learned it in feet per second as a kid. Sound is pretty slow. So if something happens up on the corner, it's going to take a few seconds for sound to get to me. By the time I hear it, it's in the past. Light travels quite a bit faster, 186,000 miles per second. But then again, by the time light gets here, you know the nearest star to us, they say 7 light years away? 7 light years. In other words, we're seeing light from a star that was there 7 years ago. We don't know what's going on there now. It's the same inside your mind. Sound impacts you at about 1,100 feet per second. It's relatively slow. It's useful because you can say, look at the moon. There's the Big Dipper. You can describe things with sound. You can point things out with sound because sound is so slow. And you can see, again, a picture's worth 1,000 words. If you saw a picture of our garden, I can't describe to you. It would take for me paragraphs. We'd put in photos of our garden so you can see our garden. If instead of the photo we put in paragraph describing the rose and what's behind the rose and what's behind that, it would take paragraphs and paragraphs of information versus a quick glance. But you got to remember, Neville taught that feeling is the secret. And here's the key. Feeling is present tense. What you're feeling right now is your present. When you really get what that's about, what you're feeling right now is your present. In time, that's what the physical body is experiencing right now, through feeling, the present. If you push your fingers on the table, I'm doing that right now, and I lift them up, I can feel the difference between pushing on the table and not pushing on the table. That's the present for the body. The present for the emotions, I'm sorry, the present for the imagination is what you choose to feel. In other words, as I push on the table or not push on the table, do I feel secure? Do I feel curious? Do I feel confident? Or am I making feeling confident conditional on something in the sensory world? In other words, in history. In other words, a bunch of things that have to happen, a bunch of conditions. If she smiles, then winks, and then clicks her heels together 3 times, then I'll know she likes me. When I was a kiddo, I remember I was with a friend of mine at a dance. And, yeah, there are these two girls, right? And my buddy says to me, the one likes you. And I'm like, how do you reckon that? And he told me. And sure enough, as soon as he told me she likes me and then pointed out what he's noticing, I realized, my God, I've got a racket going on in there. And the racket was, if she smiles and winks three times and tilts her head to the right and clicks her heels together, that isn't actually what the racket was. But it was that complicated. I couldn't spot as a teenage boy that a teenage girl liked me, because I had a whole sequence of things, a whole bunch of conditions in my mind before I could accept that she would like me. In other words, that I could feel good about going over and talking to her. And notice we're changing gears right now. This is really important. I had a bunch of preconceived conditions, how she's got to look at me, how she's got to act toward me, before I gave myself permission to feel comfortable and curious enough to walk over and talk to her. When I started to realize something, you know, I can feel comfortable. Here's present day Mr. 2020. I feel comfortable talking to anyone, anytime, anywhere. That's not a mantra. That's not an affirmation. That's a statement. Notice where it's coming from. Notice the tonality. Notice my breathing. In other words, I'm asking you to notice the feeling behind it. My friend Dom says, how do you know who to talk to, Mr. 20? Dom and I go shopping. He takes me shopping once a week. I do one trip on my own and one trip with Dom because that's what Dom and I do. And so Dom and I go shopping. And I talk to everyone. Well, not really everyone. I talk to anyone who I want to. And Dom says, how do you know who to talk to? And I said, I don't know. I'm just interested in them. In other words, if I decide I want to talk to someone, I talk to them. I don't have any conditions behind it. And when it comes to your manifesting, here's a really big deal. Let's look at the law. Let's look at the promise. Let's just take all this apart and put it into one tiny little bit. Neville says feeling is the secret. There's what's called expectation theory. What you expect to show up in your life will. And it's not what you think. What you expect is what you feel. Okay, get that. That's an important distinction. But what you expect is how you feel. If I expect people to give me a hard time, I'm going to be breathing in a way and talking in a way, and my biology is going to behave in a way that's going to guarantee they're going to give me a hard time. Because I expect it. Because I've imagined it. But on the other hand, if I choose to feel, you know what? I'm infinitely curious. And I am. I'm infinitely curious about talking with people and learning about them. And being infinitely curious, I don't have to be all that confident, even though I apparently am. But I don't think it's confidence. I think it's a lack of putting crap in the way. It's a lack of putting a bunch of conditions on things. You see, if you want to manifest effectively, Neville says feeling is the secret. We tell you, feel it real. And the key is to start to reorganize your life and reorganize your mind in ways that allow you to feel as real now what you choose to have in your life. And for many people, starting with $1 million is way too much. And I don't mean by that feel real $10. What I mean is feeling comfortable about money. You see, if you're uncomfortable about $10, you're going to be very uncomfortable about $100. You might rejoice that you have $100, but I guarantee if you pay attention, and I've been paying attention for a long time, people who are uncomfortable with $10 become suddenly more than 10 times uncomfortable with $100. And if you give them $1,000, they feel more and more uncomfortable. With that, what if somebody takes it? What if I buy the wrong thing? What if it? You can watch their internal dialogue, all the voices in their head speed up and literally drive them even crazier. You see, the key isn't to have a condition. I'll feel wealthy when I have $1 million in the bank. Feel wealthy with your 10. Double your 10. If we talk about attitude money in the not the Feel It Real pack, but in the Prosperity pack. In the Prosperity pack, we talk about attitude money. And we say, here's what I want you to do right from day one. If you're going to succeed with this, do this. Take $10, put it in your wallet. Make that your attitude money. Vow to never spend it. And if you do, you have to replace it within 24 hours. So you have 10 bucks, which you'll never spend, and now you will never honestly be able to say I'm broke again. And at some point, double that up so you have 20 bucks in there, attitude money, that you've promised to never spend. And when you do that, now you can never say I'm broke. You can never feel broke because now you've got 20 bucks attitude money. And you double that up to 40. So now you've got 40 bucks attitude money. We've had people save many thousands of dollars doing this. And I know saving's got a bad feeling to it for most people. But we've had people accumulate, okay, over $10,000 this way. Okay, what they do with it is their business. But they've had the opportunity to double and double and double and realize I can double my money. If you can double your money, you can double your income. I want you to feel what it feels like to be comfortable doubling money. But it's like to be comfortable having money. I want you to feel what it's like to be comfortable. Because if you decide I'm going to be comfortable with a dollar in my wallet that I never spend, and double that into two, and double that into to the point where you get 10, and just keep going. The dollar amounts don't matter. What matters is this. You first feel comfortable with money. The second thing, you feel comfortable having it and not spending it. Third thing you do, you get comfortable with doubling it once in a while. That's good fun. And after a while, you start noticing I'm having good fun with money. And it's the feeling in the present moment. Because if you're having good fun with 10, you're going to have good fun with 100. And good fun having 1,000, and good fun having 10,000 bucks. But you get to assume the feeling now. Let's even get rid of the phrase state of the wish fulfilled for right now. Feel the feeling right now. Make it your present. Make it a gift to you and to the world. The feeling that you feel right now in your present, it is a gift to you and the world. What are you giving the world? Neville teaches that at some point when you wake up enough with this, you realize that I've been subjecting God to, what, feeling anxious all the time, feeling depressed all the time, feeling, oh, I hope it happens all the time, feeling judgmental all the time. When you realize that you're subjecting consciousness, God, this thing that you are one with, to your states, you know, it's real easy to decide, you know what I'm going to feel in the present moment? Right now I'm feeling a hunger to teach, so I'm teaching. I could wait till tomorrow. It's 4:53 p.m. here. The day ends in 7 minutes. I try to keep somewhat normal hours. But I decided, you know what, I feel like teaching. I'm going to sit down and I'm going to share this. Make it part of this new package. Because you're worth it. You see, the present is you. The eternal present is you. You can almost fantasize about the past and fantasize about the future, and that'll change the way you feel now. But what you feel now advances into the future. So what are you going to choose to feel now? If you choose just to feel confident, to feel curious, that's going to ripple into your future. I'm curious about how I'll double my income again. I'm curious about when I'll double my income again. I'm curious about how Victoria and I get to grow even more delightful together as a couple. I'm curious what she's going to become in the next 10, 20, 30 years. I'm not hoping that she doesn't get cranky or something, or take me for granted. I meet people that tell me that. I'm worried that my spouse is going to start taking me for granted, so I'll start acting up so they don't. I'm curious who she gets to become. I'm curious who I get to become. Because we're all growing. You get to define who and what you are. You also get to discover who and what you are. And you do that by dropping all these conditions. If only I had another. If only I had more. If only I had something else, then I would be. Drop that stuff. Feel now. This is why we designed the Manifesting Mastery course. It's a 90-day adventure into letting go of your stuff and embracing who you are. When you take 90 days and you let go of your stuff and embrace who you are, shifts happen. We've had a couple people do the course 3 times. They've loved it that much. We've had a couple people tell us, you know, I'm having problems with it, and hold their breath. And if we get them on the phone and talk to them for a couple minutes, it's like, you know, you're trying too hard. Just do the drills. Just explore. Explore what it's like to feel now. Something as simple as good. To feel now. You know, you could ask yourself. I had a fellow ask me one day, he goes, you know, I'm always in pain. My whole body hurts. I says, wow, which part of your body feels the least pain right now? And he stopped and he scanned for a little bit. He says, you know, my right shoulder doesn't feel pain. So cool, put your attention on your right shoulder. So if that's the part of your body that feels best, what part of your body feels second best? And he relaxes for a little bit. He goes, you know, my neck feels pretty good. I said, cool. You see, a few moments ago, he was talking about being in pain always for a long time, his whole body. And all we got to do is shift, move the flashlight of attention around a little bit. You don't assert, I feel good. Just notice what part of me feels the best right now. For me right now, it's my left big toe. I don't know why, but it is. So I'll put my attention on my left big toe. And I'll feel it unconditionally. It's not that I'll feel better when I... No, I'll just unconditionally feel how good my left toe feels right now. Allow yourself to experience the gift of now, the gift of you, without conditions. Noticing that you simply are. It's not that I am, therefore I think, therefore I am. It's I am, therefore I can think or not think. I am, therefore I can feel good or not feel good. I am. I've got a choice. I can feel great, or I can complain about the littlest, tiniest thing. My right shoe is too tight. It is. I can put my attention on my left foot. That's nice. I can put my attention on my right foot and notice, you know what, it actually feels good in that shoe. It's a little too tight, but it feels good. Allow yourself to be pleasantly present. Notice I didn't say force yourself. Allow yourself to be pleasantly present. You can do that with sound by asking questions. Don't use affirmations. There's a reason why Neville didn't teach them much. If you ask, where do I feel the happiest about my life right now? What's that feeling feel like? And just explore that feeling. Where do you feel it in your body? What would it be like if you doubled that just for fun? And if you explore that kind of stuff, you get to notice unconditionally, you are greater than any state. You're what experiences all the states. You're the thing that makes up new states. You're the thing that experiences the eternal states. You're greater than any state. Being greater than any state, you can adopt, you know, any of the classic states. You can create a new state. You know, before writing, there wasn't a state called author. Well, yeah, maybe there was. Well, there wasn't a state called printer, let's say. There wasn't a state called taxi driver before there were taxis. Somebody had to imagine that as a concept and then walk in that state and actually experience it physically. How cool. This is your life, gang. This is your opportunity to be unconditionally present. To notice unconditionally that you are greater than any state. This is the opportunity for you right now to get rid of conditions. I'll be happy when, I'll be happy if, I'll be happy when this happens and if this happens too. You can drop all that and feel what you choose to feel now. And let that ripple into your past, into your present, and to your future. All right. Hope you enjoyed this little bonus recording. Have a wonderful day.